the head. And then I got to take up one more thing. I got to take up my sword. I got to take up my sword. Now, I got thinking about that, and the first note I wrote myself, it's still here, is the sword is the only thing that is intended to be a weapon. Everything else is defensive. But the sword is the offensive weapon. And if we look at Hebrews, which I believe Paul also penned, Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 12, for the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. So when Paul's writing in the Ephesians, he's saying, take up your sword, which is the word of God. He's saying, that's your weapon. The word of God, that you can defeat the enemy with the word of God. But John also says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. You see, a common theme that Paul is writing here is Jesus is our truth, Jesus is our righteousness, Jesus is our salvation, Jesus is the good news, and Jesus is our sword. Jesus is our armor. He is the full armor of God. When we put on Jesus, we are putting on the full armor of God. Wow. You know, but then I saw something else, and y'all just bear with me. The sword is also, it can be used as a defensive weapon to ward off, but it's also meant, according to Hebrews, it penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitude of the heart. It's not what comes, it's not what goes into a man that defiles him. Remember, I started there, but it's what comes out of him. The Word of God is there to do surgery on our hearts to make sure what's coming out is what He wants it to be. I wonder if one of the battles that I'm not preparing myself to fight is against me, against my flesh, against my thought, my perceptions, my way. I just wonder if this taking on the full armor of God, if this taking on Jesus is more about maturing me and strengthening me so I can take a step and proclaim the gospel, the good news, that God was in Christ Jesus, reconciling the world to Himself, not counting man's sin against Him, not counting my sin against me. One other picture I got in closing. I see the time. I'm doing pretty good today. In closing, one other picture I got. As I began to see this armor, I noticed something. My britches are up. All's good. My chest is protected. I got good shoes on my feet. I got a helmet on. I got a shield. And I got a sword. You see me? Right? I am ready. How protected am I from you now? I got nothing. Everything is here. Everything is meant for advancing. If we turn tail and run, we are vulnerable. If it is all intended, my feet are shod so I can move. Everything that I have is intended to help me as I move forward. As soon as I turn my back, I am vulnerable. That's for somebody today. I don't know who that's for, but that's for somebody today. And I'm going to end. I am going to end on our Old Testament reading, which was Deuteronomy. Because that has a lot to do with us as individuals, but it also has a lot to do with us as a church. And I'm convinced that this is one of the things that the Lord wanted me to say today. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 1. Hear now, O Israel, the decrees and the laws that I'm about to teach you. Follow them so that you may live and may go in and take possession of the land. Hear me, O Israel. Get ready to listen to everything I'm telling you so you'll have it, so the truth will be wrapped around you and you'll have everything you need to have to move forward and take possession of the land. I submit to you that this church, that this group of people that we are in community with, that we are in fellowship with, that God has called us to serve with, that we are equipped moving forward. Moving forward. Moses told the children of Israel, here's what you need to do to honor God and take possession of the land that he has given you. I see a lot of similarities. God has given us land. God has prepared us to take that land. The end of this chapter of Deuteronomy goes all the way to verse 39. Acknowledge and take to your heart this day that the Lord is God in heaven above and on earth below. There is no other. Keep his decrees and commands, which I am giving you today, so that it may go well with you, with your children after you, and that you may live long in the land that the Lord your God gives you for all time. Moses said, here's where we're going. Moses said, here's what we need to do. And Moses said, God has already done it for us. Paul said, here's what you need to do to shore yourself up. Here's all the stuff that we have to put on and move forward so God can give us the victory that he has already secured in Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.